day. Poor Ernie.
Ernie.
And he drove the fastest milk car in the West.
He's now back. Keith now shares some messages left for Norfolk's milkman. Good grief.
It's not like that.
In similar vein, with a nice humorous edge, because I do like the idea of a good smile, especially around Christmas time. That's quicker than sending cards anyhow, when you just exchange smiles. Them are so cheaper in all these days. Anyhow, these little notes were left for the milkman in Norfolk. Well, having lived in Norfolk not my life, because I once asked an old boy on the radio, have you lived in that village all your life? He said, no, not yet. Oh, he hadn't. And I suddenly realised that was a pretty stupid question. So when people say, I've been here all my life, he said, no, you hadn't, not yet, not yet, you hadn't. So just remember that when you answer that question. And you know, he said he'd found all these littered around Norfolk over the years. And I said, that's good. I'll have a look at some of these and guess where they came from. The really silly ones come from Sheringham, because, you know, that's where they're bound to happen more often than they are in Cromer, aren't they? We're a bit more sharp and so on. Then, yeah, this is one of the notes left for the milkman in Norfolk not too many years ago. Dear milkman, I've just had a baby. Could you please leave another one? Dear milkman, could you please leave me an extra pint of paralysed milk? I gather that is the best sort. Please don't leave any more milk. All they do is drink it. That's a typical mother's riposte in Norfolk, I can tell you. This one is lovely because it takes a bit of imagination. Dear milkman, would you please close the gate behind you? Because the birds keep pecking the tops off my milk. That should do the trick, shouldn't it? Dear milkman, I'm so sorry not to have paid your bill before, but my wife had a baby and I've been carrying it around in my pocket for weeks. You just wonder what that was. Dear milkman, sorry about yesterday's note. I didn't mean one egg and a dozen pints, but the other way round. Well, that can easily happen. You have to be careful when you write these things, don't you? Dear milkman, when you leave my milk, can you please knock on my bedroom window? Because I would like you to give me a hand to turn the mattress. And that, my friends, is how stories begin in Norfolk and end in the news of the world. That's gone. They don't have that anymore, do they? Dear milkman, please send me a form for cheap milk. I have a baby, 2 months old, and I didn't know about it until a neighbour told me. They're useful, these neighbours, they don't miss a trick. Milk is needed for the baby, father unable to supply. Even in Norfolk there are things we can't do. This one's got a sad little edge to it. Please have no milk today. Please leave me no milk today. When I say today, I mean tomorrow, because I writ this vote yesterday. Which is good, sound Norfolk lorridge with a touch of Irish and Welsh and Scottish thrown in, I think. Dear milkman, please put coal on the fire, let the dog out and put the newspaper on the kitchen table. P.S. I don't need any milk. Well, they might as well be useful while they're that way, don't they? This is a good one. Please knock. My television's broke and I miss last night's Coronation Street. If you happen to see it, will you please tell me what happened over a cup of tea? That, my friends, is what neighbours and good milkmen are for. And it's sad we don't see as many as we used to, shaking their bottles up and down. Perhaps this is one of the reasons why all these bits of squit they had to put up with. But a really sad one with which to end this little round today. No milk today, and please do not leave milk at number 14 either, as he is dead until further notice.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk car in the West!